Watching calm in Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Ukraine's president is playing down warnings of an imminent Russian invasion, but much of the rest of the world isn't.
The mere threat of an imminent invasion of Ukraine by Russia has prompted some airlines to divert or outright cancel flights to that country. This despite continued talks between Moscow and the West. A phone call between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin Saturday did nothing to erase those fears, the Pentagon painting a bleak picture.
We believe that a major military action could happen any day now. And again, these assessments are coming from a variety of sources.
Spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
President Biden has warned an invasion would result in swift and severe consequences. Some lawmakers believe action should be taken now.
The best thing that could happen is for us to pass a sanctions package, pre-invasion with a waiver, post-invasion sanctions that would destroy the ruble and cripple the Russian economy so Putin could see it in writing.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week. Filling the gas tank is costing more, 15 cents more from just 3 weeks ago. The average price in the U.S. for a gallon of regular is $3.55. That's according to analyst Trilby Lundberg. In San Francisco, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is from, a gallon of gas is costing $4.75 on average. Pelosi maintains inflation needs to come down, but she doesn't believe trillions of dollars of federal spending is to blame.
It's not right, with all the respect in the world for my friend Joe Manchin, it's not right to say that what we are doing is contributing to inflation because it is exactly the opposite.
The speaker on ABC, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
If you're the parent of a child under five, you're still not able to get them vaccinated against COVID-19.
The FDA had said its vaccine advisory committee would meet Tuesday to discuss data on Pfizer's COVID shot for children 6 months to 4 years of age. But Friday, the FDA said that meeting must be postponed. Pfizer began testing a lower dose on kids in this age group, but added a third dose after those between 2 and 4 showed an insufficient immune response to the dosage amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Health officials say only 30% of 5 to 11-year-olds have been vaccinated. Across the country, mask mandates are going away, but are officials following the science or the politics?
Blue state governors in New Jersey, California, New York, and elsewhere are allowing indoor mask mandates to expire, despite unchanged guidance from the CDC to continue masking in public places.
There is no one golden standard data point that's going to tell us when it is appropriate to lift mask mandates.
Dr. Syra Madad is the senior director of the special pathogens program at NYC Health Plus Hospitals and says a number of factors should determine when COVID precautions are lifted, like case numbers and hospitalization rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Masks are supposed to be worn inside SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles during tonight's Super Bowl, but it's unclear how many football fans will fully comply. The weather on game day is unseasonably warm. The temperature at kickoff should be around 70 degrees. It's been feeling like spring across the Northeast for the past few days, but boy, did that change overnight. It's now snowing.
Cold front moving through, dropping temperatures down a lot, and now seeing the snow. Maybe 3 to 4 inches accumulating across a few areas, especially on the grassy spots.
That's Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.